This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Berry Street Podcast, presented to you monthly from the Joy 94.9 studios. Berry Street is calling on people across the community to provide foster care to all sorts of kids of all ages in need of support. Call 1-800-YOU-FOSTER. That's 1-800-836-7837 or visit fosteringwithpride.org.au.
Hello and welcome once again to our Joy 94.9 Berry Street monthly podcast. I'm Jace. Do you sometimes wake up on a cold, wintry Melbourne morning and question what you're doing with your day job? How you're really helping out to make a difference, or perhaps simply longing for an adventure far, far away? Wouldn't it be great to live the adventure of a lifetime and change lives at the same time? Guess what? It's totally achievable. Here to tell us more today on the Berry Street Podcast are Doug Monchensky, Senior Coordinator at Gippsland Wilderness Program at Berry Street Gippsland, and Laura Casaselli, Campaign Marketing and Operations Manager at Inspired Adventures. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Laura, we might start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about the background of Inspired Adventures and the types of fundraising adventures you create and manage as an organisation?
Yes, sure, Jason. So Inspired Adventures was founded by Justine Curtis, who is our CEO and is a professional fundraising agency. We work with a range of Australian and international charities to create and manage fundraising events around the world. Since our first Inspired Adventure in India in 2005, we've created and managed over 400 life-changing adventures, each raising tens of thousands of dollars for our charity partners. From really humble and hopeful beginnings, we actually hit $23 million raised for our charity partners last week. So that was a really exciting time
for
everyone in office. Yeah, it was brilliant. So the types of challenges that we offer are anything from trekking the Great Wall of China, conquering the Kokoda Track, to summiting Mount Kilimanjaro or cycling through Southeast Asia. Our charity challenges empower really ordinary people to go out and do extraordinary things and raise vital funds for causes they care about. And in our case, with our Berry Street China Challenge for Berry Street.
Laura, do you find that over the last 10 years of hosting such events, that it attracts a wide range of people, or is it the same kind of people that get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. We have, a really wide range of people that come on an inspired adventure. We've had adventurers as young as 16, as old as 80. We work with so many different charities from the environmental sector, the health sector, NGOs. There's such a wide variety of charities that all our adventurers really come from very varied backgrounds and walks of life.
I think that anyone that's gone on organised tours like this in the past can probably agree with me that, you're on a tour and you're learning a lot about the locations you're going to, but at the same time, with that age gap in people that are involved, you can actually learn a lot from each other as well, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. There's the opportunity to really, everyone comes from very varied experiences, so there's such a wonderful opportunity to learn so much about the other participants, and you're all really united for Berry Street and a cause that you care about, so there's so much that you're able to bond over and really have a beautiful shared experience about.
Can you tell us a little bit about what the Berry Street China Challenge is specifically about? What does it entail?
Yeah, sure. So the Berry Street China Challenge, what this is an incredible adventure. You're not only going to be doing something amazing for yourself, but you'll be raising incredible funds to help young people at Berry Street live the life they deserve. Before departure, you're going to sign up to this challenge and commit to fundraising $3,500 for Berry Street and the Wilderness Program. Then next year, on the 30th of March, you'll travel to the very heart of the Chinese culture. Over 5 days, you'll trek between mist-covered mountains into local villages, across rolling farmlands and through dense forests. With the support of expert guides, you'll explore the many facets of the Great Wall, trekking through beautiful ancient watchtowers and exploring both restored and very unrestored sections of the Great Wall. So it's really a brilliant adventure. Once you swap the majesty of the Great Wall, you'll head back to Beijing and visit the hustling and bustling city, and you'll be immediately immersed in China's confounding and contrasting culture, and you'll have the opportunity to really understand the history of the Forbidden City, Temple of Heaven, Tiananmen Square, and some of the other really interesting sites that Beijing has to offer.
of all the places I've traveled across Asia, and I've been to quite a few in the last 10 years myself, there really just is not a better example, I think, of, you know, a mix between traditional culture and, you know, modern outrageous things going down in capital cities that China can provide, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've done the Great Wall myself. I was there team leading one of our charity challenges last October, and it's really brilliant. There's nothing that can really prepare you for the beauty of the Great Wall when you're standing at one of the top watchtowers looking back at where you've trekked that day, but then to head back to Beijing and see the urban areas versus the, you know, really untouched sections of the wall. It's really, it's quite fascinating and a really interesting insight into China.
And I can assume that, you know, going on a tour through Inspired Adventures is quite amazing because you're there for a good cause. You know you're doing good, and that must be that little extra bit helpful to enhance the experience of the day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So everyone is, as we've said, so united for Berry Street. Everyone's committed to fundraising before departure. Everyone's, you know, done an incredible thing by fundraising this, you know, towards the wilderness program. So by the time you get to China, you know, you're also connected by such a special cause that the Great Wall is really just the tip on the icing on the cake of a really kind of beautiful fundraising and fitness training and adventure journey.
Doug, you're the senior coordinator of a really interesting program that Berry Street runs, which will be benefiting from this fundraising initiative. First up, can you tell us a little bit about Berry Street for those that are new to our podcast?
Sure. So Berry Street is a not-for-profit NGO that works with some of Victoria's most at-risk youth. We work with children that are in out-of-home care, that are in our alternative education programs, or that are involved in a mentoring program in some way with us. And we have offices right across Victoria. I'm based in Gippsland in Morwell, and in Gippsland we work with the same cohort of young people. They've all been in some way dealing with severe trauma. A lot of them have child protection involvement. Like I said, a lot of them are out of home care. And with the wilderness program, we work right across the board with all of our young people.
And I've seen some of those firsthand stories from young people that Berry Street has supported in the last few years of going to the Berry Street AGM. And there's just some incredible things that the youth learn about, you know, with thanks to Berry Street. And they really become leaders in the community, don't they, Doug?
Absolutely. These kids have had quite amazing and terrible experiences, and for some of them to come through the other side and actually be able to be a positive influence on their community and help other people that might be struggling through certain similar situations, it's quite an inspiring thing to be a part of in some small little way, and they certainly give everybody fantastic motivation to continue working in this field, that's for sure.
And in your experience, Doug, what are some of the issues that you've seen amongst young people, and how does the program that you run help them?
Like I said, the majority of young people that we work with in out-of-home care of some sort and have all experienced severe trauma. So you can imagine that you would obviously have a lot of complex behaviours that would come with that. And in particularly, I guess, for a lot of the young people I work with, is they struggle to cope with certain stressful situations, or their coping skills and mechanisms are different to, say, yours or mine. And with our program, so we run four programs a year, and they consist of an 8-day journey in a remote wilderness setting in Victoria. So, for example, we use the Pilot Wilderness up around the Snowy Mountains, or the Maggie Cape Howe Wilderness that runs from Mallacoota up to Eden on the coast. And we hike for 8 days at a time.
Wow.
Fully self-sufficient, they have to carry a backpack weighing approximately 15 kilos. They have to cook for themselves, set up their own shelter, you know, and for a lot of these young people, this is the first camping experience they've ever had, let alone a self-sufficient hiking experience where you have to carry everything that you need to survive out there for 8 days. I guess in doing this sort of program, you know, where they don't have a choice, but they have to continue going, when things get too much, when they would maybe normally quit or want to go home, or, you know, sit down and pretend they're not there, that they can't, and they have to keep moving. And once they successfully complete this program, program, it shows them that they're a lot tougher than perhaps they thought and that they have all the skills necessary to succeed in life. It's just that maybe they haven't had the chance to realise this.
Yeah.
And I guess one point that's really important with our program is that success is guaranteed. We spend a lot of time making sure that it's an appropriate program for the young people that's referred to us so that we can guarantee that they will absolutely categorically finish this hike. If they think they can't, then we know that they can. And when they do successfully finish, it gives them a really good positive memory where they had to rely on themselves and they succeeded, which is maybe something that they haven't had before. We also do a lot of follow-up where we'll get together a month later and do a three-day reward camp where they'll be presented with a DVD of their journey, and we keep a journal which is then printed and presented to them, and it's all tailored, so it's a very nice positive memory of their experience.
And I guess, Doug, once someone participates in such a huge journey like that, such a huge challenge, I guess you have more faith in yourself that you'll be able to tackle, you know, the day-to-day issues that may arise after that, right?
That's correct. You know, if they can complete that, what else can they do? And that's why we spend a lot of time on follow-up after the camp, because they do this amazing life-changing experience, which is, you know, incredibly intense for 8 days. So we make sure that we keep in contact with them after the trip to remind them, of this amazing experience that they've completed, and so that they can also reconnect with us and other young people that did it with them. So they have their own little support group, and when things get tough, perhaps all they need to do is look back at their DVD and see what they've accomplished, or spend a day out with us doing an activity and remind them that they've got everything that they need to make their life better.
Fantastic. And obviously there's a parallel there between the adventures that these kids go on locally and the obstacles that one would have to take on if they were doing the China Challenge with Inspired Adventures, because I do remember back to my trip to China, and that was at a period in my life where I felt, you know what, I just need to put everything else aside. I need to go on this amazing adventure overseas. I need to tell myself, you know, I'm able to achieve that on my own without, you know, someone holding my hand. So I guess there is a parallel there that everyone can sympathize with, really.
Absolutely. And if you think, yourself, if you perhaps got some good support networks around you, like I hope most of us do, and to go do an experience like that and to actually be confronted and challenged yourself, imagine how hard it is for young people that have no supports to do something that is extremely uncomfortable and extremely challenging. So it really makes that accomplishment seem like an amazing thing. And I guess people that are going to do this China Challenge are going to experience something very similar, where, you know, it is a big challenge and it, you know, can be very far outside their comfort zone. Some people may have not travelled internationally before, let alone going to another country where English is not their spoken language, and have to deal with all things about culture shock. It's going to be an amazing experience, and I'm very excited for the people that are going on it.
It's amazing stuff. So, Doug, how will the money raised be used within the program?
Obviously, all the money raised will go towards running different wilderness programs. It costs us about $6,500 per participant to do one program. And if we run approximately four a year, that's in excess of $150,000. Plus, we run an interstate trip once a year, which again is on top of that. And we receive no external government funding. So this program solely relies on the donations of the public through normal philanthropic funding through Berry Street. Any money raised will go toward putting together the next program. So it's a fantastic opportunity for us.
Laura, who can actually get involved in the trip? Do you need to be super fit, already associated with Berry Street?
Yeah, sure. So any of Berry Street supporters can get involved in the Great Wall of China Challenge. And an Inspired Adventure, as I said earlier, really is for everyone. We've had people 16 to 84 take part in our challenges, all united for a common cause. So our adventures are designed for people who are relatively fit and willing to train, but you don't need any prior trekking experience. While you're in China, you'll be trekking anywhere between 8 and 12 kilometres a day. And over the 5 days, it's about 50 kilometres all up. And this might not sound too difficult, but as I said, I've done China before and I've done this wonderful challenge. And after trekking all those stairs, it really is quite an incredible challenge that you do take on. So
yeah, your calf muscles will know about it.
Exactly. So that you do need to be someone that's willing to put in some training leading up to departure, but you don't need to, you know, be a crazy athlete or anything like that. So when you do sign up, we send you an adventure pack straight away filled with advice and resources on preparing for China. And while your fitness, training and health is your responsibility, we are here at Inspired Adventures to guide you every step of the way leading up to departure for China.
And Laura, what sort of support is provided to the fundraisers?
Yeah, sure. So as soon as someone registers, our dedicated fundraising team will work with you to create a comprehensive fundraising, a personalised fundraising plan and help you set up your online fundraising page. One of our fundraising coaches will be your specific fundraising coach for the adventure and will contact you every couple of weeks with ideas, advice and encouragement and plenty of inspiration. Past adventurers have successfully fundraised in many creative and fun ways. For many of our fundraisers, achieving their fundraising target is as simple as reaching out to their friends, family, networks, and their community. From fundraising classics like trivia nights, movie nights, sausage sizzles, to more out-of-the-box fundraising ideas, your fundraising coach is always on hand to chat over any ideas and help you develop and implement the best fundraising ideas to get to your goal.
Well, it sounds incredibly achievable, and it sounds like you've got you definitely got a support crew there that have your back.
Yeah, absolutely.
How can listeners get involved in the Berry Street China Challenge?
Yeah, sure. So anyone that wants to get involved, it would be brilliant if you could give us a call here at Inspired Adventures on our hotline. That number is 1-300-905-188. Otherwise, it's perfect to jump over to the Inspired Adventures website. You can find our Berry Street China Challenge listed on inspiredadventures.com.au/events/Berry Street China 2017. We have a team of adventure sales coordinators here in the office, and they're ready to speak to anyone who has any questions about China, about fundraising, about anything pre-departure, and we're here to help.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Laura, for joining us today. And also thank you, Doug, to yourself for being a part of our podcast today. And we'll make sure that we put all those links onto our podcast description as well. So there is no chance that anyone's going to miss any of the important information.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jason.
That was the Berry Street Podcast, presented to you monthly from the Joy 94.9 studios. Berry Street is calling on people across the community to provide foster care to all sorts of kids of all ages in need of support. Call 1-800-U-FOSTER. That's 1-800-836-7837 or visit fosteringwithpride.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.